Marry your rapist? This is a common argument by atheists to try to discredit the Bible and Christianity. They'll quote Deuteronomy 22 and verse 28 and state that Christianity teaches that if a man rapes a woman, then she is obligated to marry her rapist. And they're actually right about this. You see, the NIV, which is the New International Version, teaches that if a man happens upon a virgin that is not pledged and rapes her, and they are discovered, that essentially he is forced to marry her. Now, this is something that the Bible does not teach and is completely false, which is one of the reasons why we should reject the modern versions of the Bible and stick to the King James. The King James in verse 25 actually places rape in the same category as murder and institutes the death penalty for it. It states in verse 25 that if a man find a betrothed damsel in a field and forces her and lies with her, then the man only that lays with her shall die. Verse 28 through 29 is referring to two consenting individuals committing the act of fornication, at which point God commands him to marry her and not just use her for her body.